Joe Fisher joins us now, and Vanderbilt back in action tomorrow night at the arena formerly known as the Somme Center, and they will play Western Kentucky. Joe, good morning.
Good morning, guys. You warm?
Oh, absolutely.
Good.
Almost, it's sort of like Wake Forest without the rain, you know, from last season. Well,
that was fun.
Yes, it was. Okay, getting ready for the game and on off the loss at Illinois, you know, you talked yesterday about how you thought it might be, a little bit of a wake-up call in terms of practice yesterday. Give us kind of the update on what's going on since we talked to you last.
I think it's pretty much what you would have expected. I think they get together and sort of refocus themselves a little bit. They've got to find a way to bring the defensive intensity consistently. That I think is a real message. They've got the talent to do it. They've got the depth to do it. And so they just need to, I think it's something they just have to focus on a little more. I go back to the Maui trip, and rebounding really an issue in that Cincinnati game. And it was one of those things where, okay, you know you need to rebound better. You know you need to work harder at it. But sometimes it's something, it just takes something like that to make you realize and understand, okay, we really have to focus on this. And for the most part, I think they've done a much better job since then of rebounding the basketball. So they've made efforts and changes in that regard. Now it's they've got to turn their attention to really focusing on their defensive intensity and pressure, which I think they'll do. And I think everybody is a little bit healthier now. It was interesting to see John Jenkins play through his knee injury that he had. And he was on a fast break. I don't know if you saw the game, but he was on a fast break at Illinois wearing that knee brace, and part of the brace came off and went scooting down the floor in front of him. It looked like he had run out of his brace. It was a little bit distracting to a lot of folks. So hopefully he won't have to wear that very long, and he'll be able to get back to 100%. But I think he's fine and will play, and I think they'll all be a lot better this week.
Go ahead. I was going to ask you, Joe, was the 10 or 11-player rotation, do you think in a sense it's been negative, it's had a negative effect on some players? I know Kevin would say that's part of competition, but some guys might need a little more time on the floor to get into the flow.
Kevin and I talked about that last week, as a matter of fact. I think ideally he would like to have 8. You know, he'd like the rotation to be 8 and maybe a 9th one now and then. So I think there will come a time where you will see maybe a cutback to 9 men on a pretty regular basis. Competition is great, and guys that earn playing time get playing time. And if it continues and guys continue to perform at their best level, then he'll be hard-pressed to keep them on the bench. But I think ideally he would like to get this down to an 8- or 9-man rotation. And as you said, guys get a little more settled in their roles. They know what minutes they're going to get, when they're going to get them, that kind of thing. But we haven't reached that point quite yet.
And in football, Warren Norman gets more SEC Freshman of the Year honors, this time from the coaches.
I'm so glad to see it. He had such a phenomenal year. He's one of those guys that got better as the year went on, which I thought was really interesting because, you know, as the year went on, teams started focusing more on him. What a great sign of respect for him down the course of the season to have teams kick away from him. I thought that showed some great respect for him in that regard. But to break Herschel Walker's record for all-purpose yards by a freshman is pretty special. And he says he didn't really know about it until he broke it. I'm not sure that's true, but as much as we talked about it. But nonetheless, he's a humble guy. He's done a great job, and it's a great start of what will hopefully be a memorable career for him.
Yeah, he's a really nice young man. Joe, thanks as always, and we'll speak with you again tomorrow morning.
Okay, guys, stay warm.